The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. Hi, I'm Bill Barty, one of the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns. And each week, we come in and break down four different segments for your listening pleasure with topics ranging from things happening in the outdoors to people who are making things happen in the outdoors. Of course, we hang our hat through the week over at Jesse Browns, where we're outfitting people for adventure. And of course, in the springtime, this time of year, we're talking a lot about, normally talking about spring travel, people preparing for summer vacations and the like. However, this year, due to the COVID-19 crisis, the pandemic that's going on, there's been a switch up, a change in the pursuits that many people are taking on. Now, people still went turkey hunting through April and May in both Carolinas. People are going fishing, whether it be our area ponds and lakes, as well as heading to the coast. There are still some people who are delving their way into parts of Florida that are open, of course, for that fishery that's available there. It is tarpon season, as well as in the North Carolina mountains and South Carolina mountains, where people head off in the pursuit of trout and other freshwater fish. That's one of the topics that we're going to talk about this weekend. In fact, we're going to welcome Dave Bergman on in a latter segment to talk about a fish called the muskie, and this famously northern fish, relying on cold water, is available for pursuit here in the Carolinas. It's a often difficult fish to catch, but it is a much has a large grouping of cult-like following that does pursue this. So we're going to talk to Dave Bergman a bit about the pursuit of the muskie, why people love it so much, why it's so difficult to catch, and what it eats, how big it gets, and those sorts of things. So stay tuned for that conversation as I get to speak with Dave Bergman about muskie fishing here in the Carolinas. Later, we're going to bring on Wes Lawson, the general manager of Jesse Browns. We're going to talk a bit about a story of shipwreck and community and organization and survival. It's not the normal adventure story, but it's a story that came about due to a shipwreck and young people, kind of like Lord of the Flies, that famous book. But we're going to talk to Wes Lawson about the organization of the young people, about the community that they built by themselves on this deserted island and the ramifications after they made their way off of that island and what is going on today. It's an adventure of a different sort, but we're looking forward to talking to Wes about Lord of the Flies in modern times anyway, and how people handle adventure, how they handle survival, and what it means to them after the fact. But before we get into that, let's talk about things that are happening in our Carolina outdoors. Of course, we have talked about this, that the state parks are opening up in both Carolinas. Many times it has limited amenities in both Carolinas. Not everything is open as far as services within those state parks, but people are starting to head out into those and enjoy what we have from the state version. It just broke this week that Yellowstone National Park is also opening as well, although Wyoming versus Montana, working out the details, so stay tuned for more information regarding that, as well as all of Mecklenburg County parks are open, again with limited amenities, but it's a great time to be in our Carolina outdoors. Stay tuned for the rest of the program as we delve deeper in the upcoming segments. I'm Bill Barty here on the Carolina Outdoors. Stay tuned for more.